Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, fuckwit!
Could you take just one razor blade being thrown at you?
No!
Not even one?
No! No! No!
That bothers you.
Yeah, because I don't know, that could have... Oh!
That could what?
That could have cut somebody.
Yeah. Could cut everybody. That's what it's built to do.
But there could be blood on there right now.
Yeah.
If you want
no. No. No!
Treat me good. Do you want to do what I like to call the razor blades of death, where I throw 50 razor blades at you?
No! No!
It's going to sting.
No.
For what?
No! Ah! No! No!
Oh, no, it's bleeding!
Ah! Ah!
Oh, you just wiped for no reason.
No! 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 If you
are a on a razor?
No!
Why do you worry?
Because you did, that could slip you from your hand at any moment.
Never.
No! No! No!
Throw 50 razor blades at you?
Ah! All right, that's enough. Please, that's enough, please.
I like that you have a nice masculine scream.
Thank you. No, no, no!
Uh-oh, you just cut my fucking face.
Oh, shit.
Let me,
you all right?
Hold on to my face. Hold the blood.
Ah!
Oh. You just worry for no reason. Have you got a list of your phobias?
Somebody else's saliva, somebody's ass, dirty hands, diseases, fluids, bridges, hitting people, fluids. No! 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 Fluids.
This is...
Yeah.
Our bathroom kit.
No, no, no. That's not necessary.
We all use that.
No. That key is full of contamination. People, they go to the bathroom, they don't wash their hands, and that key has fecal matter on it right now, and you're swinging it, and probably some of the fecal matter is getting on my face, too. Fluids.
It could cut me.
A razor blade could?
Yes! They're meant to be sharp.
No! Fluids.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in...
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and dish you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna!
Have you shot the coffin yet? Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to HearUsTalk.com's own The DJ New Style Show. Thank you for coming around. Thank you for listening. And special thanks to a good gang of German men who like to sing and set themselves ablaze. Who are they? Rammstein! Wow. Red at a time! Yes. Welcome again. This is the DJ New Style Show, episode 186. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, Germ Freak. Frank, how are you tonight?
How you doing, DJ New Style?
I'm doing okay. You have any cuts on your face? Are you
no.
You suffering in any way? Have you recovered?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're completely okay.
I'm all mended.
You're all mended. I mean, now what is this that has gone on? You went on Ron and Fez.
That's
right,
true.
Right off the bat, let's get right into this. You were on Ron and Fez last Thursday, the 10th,
yes.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
October 10th, 2008.
Whatever.
this, you know, this is for posterity. This is going in some kind of a time capsule. Someone's going to dig this up. They're going to have to search the archives. They'll be like, well, Thursday wasn't the 18th. What year? And then they'll know because I said it. So you were on there and you discussed what? Some of your phobias?
Ah, the same old crap, the phobias and all that crap.
All that old hat now, right?
I discussed that nauseam, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you went on there, you discussed that, and Ronnie
and
B.
And I got razor blades thrown at me.
Yeah, Ronnie B. Put his own little spin on it by throwing dangerous razor blades at your face, which
yes.
I love. And I'm ashamed I didn't think of it, but we don't do the show from the same room.
That's true.
You keep yourself in, bunkered down.
Yes.
Free from anybody that might want to throw sharp
right.
blades.
I'm sealed off. I'm sealed off.
It's good. That's really good. It's nice that you're sealed off.
No, it was a nice time, except for the wounds and
the emotional wounds too.
Sure. The emotional scars.
The remix that I made for the intro, that wasn't one scream looped over. That was actually I don't know about 972,000 screams within 29 minutes.
But as per Ronnie B, it was a masculine scream.
It was. It wasn't a girly scream. That's one thing. When you hear a man screams, it does show the measure of the man. If you bring a spider and the guy happens to be afraid of spiders for whatever reason, and he turns into a shrieking woman, then you know what he's all about. But if you throw a razor blade at a man's face, and it's just as though the most masculine of men had fallen down a hill or been shot in the leg, then you know what he's about. And you have a masculine scream.
Absolutely.
No! Your word
That's right.
Your word to scream is no. Not ah or ah. Oh, no. That's what you scream.
Right, because I don't want it to happen, so I say no. You know?
Yeah. Is that more masculine, though? You're basically pleading for somebody to not do something to you instead of preventing them from doing that.
I see your point.
So I don't know,
but
you were on there. You're on there.
Yeah.
I think you did a good job. You got beat up on some of the associated sites, message boards, and all that.
That's, I don't read those things. So what did they say?
Well, just like anything, you don't read them. It could be the newspaper. It could be a book. You don't read anything. We'll talk about. I have an issue with you, but we'll talk about that a little later. So you did what? I mean, I know every other time that we've gone to the XM studios. Every other time, like it's every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, whenever we go to the XM studios, you always do this. I've been there, I don't know, twice. But every time that we've gone, you've taken the train in, and you had to have somebody with you.
Yes, I'm unable to. I don't know how to utilize public transportation. I'm like an infant or an old person. So DJ New Style sort of has to buy my tickets for me.
You can call me
because
Ken.
I don't even.
You can call me
Ken.
No,
I apologize.
Me and the audience, we're all familiar. First name basis.
Ken has to. I give. This is how pathetic I am. I have to give Ken my $2, and then he gets the ticket for me, and then he hands it to me like I'm a fucking child.
Have you ever ordered? Have you ever ordered a sub or a sandwich at a Quick Check or a Wawa?
I don't know how. I don't know how to use that computer thing.
So anything with a touchscreen just baffles you.
Well, the thing is, I'm embarrassed. In Wawa, and that's what that is for you West Coast people, it's a convenience store, and they have these little you can order a sandwich by pressing a couple of buttons.
Order a what?
It's not a computer. What is it called?
What do you order with it, though?
A sandwich.
Oh.
I guess it's really not a computer. Would you call it a computer or
yes,
what?
Yes, I would call it a computer. Used exclusively for ordering items.
Right, and you could order your sandwich with the pickles and the meats and the cheeses. The problem is I don't know how to utilize it, and I'm too embarrassed to start utilizing, because if I fuck up on it, I'll be embarrassed and people will probably laugh at me.
You might actually do damage to the economy. You may take down the banks.
Right.
It says sandwiches, touch here. And then it says turkey, roast beef. Make your own.
Right. But you know what?
It's not that hard.
Let me explain something to you. You ever put a dollar into a vending machine and it spits it back at you?
Yes.
Is that embarrassing or what? Especially if there's people around. You're sitting there fighting with a dollar bill spitting back and forth at you.
If you have a long line and it's like the 10th spit of the bill out at you, and you don't have another bill, then you have to turn around and say, "Do you have another dollar?"
It's embarrassing.
That is a little embarrassing. But back to the original point. You can't work a touchscreen. So when we go to the PATH station or whatever, whatever avenue of transit that offers a touchscreen to get your fare, you hand me the money.
I hand you the money like a 3-year-old child.
And
I say, here's my $2.
And at first, I'm saying, well, why don't you put gloves on? Because I thought it was the germ angle. I thought you didn't want to touch it. And I see that you could probably get by that because they're not really all that dirty.
Oh, no, only everybody in the most disgusting, vile people are touching those things.
I get my tickets with my tongue, actually. I just press MetroCard with my fucking uvula. I get that close.
Right.
But you hand me the money because you truly don't know how to select one out of three items.
I hand you the money, and then I go off and take a walk. I have my hands in my pocket. I'm looking at the train tracks and everything while you're off doing that thing, and then I wait for you to come back and hand me my ticket.
And it doesn't even end there. It doesn't end there. I had to tell you which turnstile to go through.
Yes, exactly. And you had to tell me how to put the card in the slot, way to put it.
That's true, even though there's a vivid diagram. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a befuddled and not well-traveled germ freak. Who's this?
This is Germ Freak's companion last Thursday, Ed McGrath.
Ed McGrath, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So wait, you went to the Ron and Fez show with Germ Freak?
Yeah, I actually offered to have Frank drive up to my apartment and then take the train in, because I, like you, am able to do the train and subways and all that. I paid a whopping $15 for the train plus the subway. Frank, how much did you spend for the trip on Thursday?
You first of all, you asked Frank to come on over to your place?
Yeah, I'm not going to that cum factory,
Frank, let me ask you a question, Frank.
Yes.
Have you been here before?
This is Ed.
Come on over to my place. Frank, have you been here before?
It's not far from here.
There once a long time ago with a mutual friend of ours.
Okay, I rest my case. You've been here.
I've been there once, and after you told me where that couch has been, I'm never going back.
So the issue with you wouldn't go with Ed because you didn't want to set foot in some kind of mess. In all honesty,
even though Ed has unprotected sex with prostitutes, that's really not the situation. The reason I didn't go is because it would be out of the way. I'm very close to the turnpike, and there's no point in me going up to that neck of the woods.
Now, did you have it in your head that you wanted to maybe overcome a fear?
I guess in the back of my head, perhaps, but...
You know what the great part of any thought? Sir. Any thought in your head, it's never covered with hair. And continue.
But I didn't take public transportation, because I don't know how.
Okay, so you drove in.
I drove my automobile in.
Your automobile, that's amazing that automobile. You've come up with a new means of transportation, whatever.
I drove my automobile, I drove my Mercury Sable in.
It's always good when you criticize somebody's slip up with a slip up. So you went. So now you're facing a few fears here.
Yes. Well, let me just say something here. I'm from the state of New Jersey. New Jersey is sort of like the little brother of New York City, especially North Central Jersey. Okay. And although
you do realize that people are aware of this since this fucking Sopranos has been on for like 25 seasons.
You know what?
Seasons.
There's people listening from the West Coast who don't know this. Okay, in the Midwest. So
you're saying there's people out there that don't know that New Jersey is close to New York.
I'm sure there's people that don't know.
I'm guaranteeing they haven't figured out how to fucking turn on the computer or a phone or anything, so they're not hearing this.
But let me just preface by saying,
go ahead.
There's no other state that acts as a little brother to another state. You know what I'm saying? We are the little brother of New York City. North Jersey is.
I wouldn't say that at all.
No other state has that mutual relationship.
No, okay? Any other state that's fucking next to another state probably has that relationship.
What about Rhode Island in Massachusetts?
What about Connecticut in Massachusetts? Connecticut in New York? It's just proximity. That's all it is. And it's only because that you've lived here, and that's all you know, that you're making this fucking statement.
And listen to me. There's something. Let me tell you something for the West Coast, Midwest listeners. There's something that we call in this area, it's called the Tri-State Area, which is New Jersey, North Jersey, New York City, Long Island, and Connecticut. It's called the Tri-State Area.
Any point in the country where three states touch is called the Tri-State Area.
Not like we have, though. We have the special. We have the original tri-state area.
Okay. But let me
finish my fucking point. What was I saying now?
Exactly. You have no fucking clue.
I drove in. This is what I'm saying. Even though I'm literally 30 minutes from New York City, I'm 38 years old, and I've probably been there about a half a dozen times, New York City.
Wow.
Simply because, number one, there's no reason for me to go there, and number two, it frightens me. And the fact of the matter is, for me to drive in New York City is a big accomplishment because, first of all, as you know, which I discussed on the Ron and Fez program, I have a fear of running into people.
Yeah.
And nothing can be more scary than driving in New York City because there's people that are, you know, crossing when they're not supposed to, and there's crowds of people, you know, hanging off looking for taxis and this and that and blah, 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 blah,
so,
blah.
So basically, you covered a few of the phobias that you're trying to make good on them, on some of the ones that you discussed on the show. The bridges, hitting people, driving into the city alone, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And then you met up with Ed there.
Backhaul this, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Let me backtrack a few.
Backhaul it.
Now, as you know, since I'm driving in, I have to park in a parking garage. I tried to find parking on the street, but I couldn't find any. So I went to a parking garage. And this was right across the street from Central Park. It was number 260th Street, I believe, for all you people keeping track. The reason I went to this one is because the guy was waving a flag when he saw me coming down the road saying that there's a parking over here. So when I saw this flag, I went into the parking. And this guy, you know, very nice guy, spoke beautiful English. And we had a nice conversation about the weather and everything. And then, as you know, I carry maps with me a lot of the times. I carry paper Hagstrom maps. So I figured I'd carry a paper Hagstrom map with me to New York City and utilize as a guide, if you will. So I said to this fellow, I said, listen, could you please take a little marker and put exactly where your garage is so that I can easily find when I come back? So he put a little
– Wait.
First of all –
Wait. You drive into the city, you pull into a parking garage.
Yes.
And before you leave your car, you pull this huge map out, on the hood?
Yeah. It's a Hagstrom map. It's a nice Hagstrom map.
You pull it out and put it on the hood and say, hey, could you draw a dot wherever this is in this maze of streets and tall buildings that I love to stare at the top of?
Yeah. I said, can you, you know, put – do you have a pen? He goes, yeah. I said, can you just put like a little dot where exactly – the exact location where we are right now? And for some reason, he looked at the other attendant and started chuckling, which I didn't understand. But anyway, he put the dot where it was supposed to go, and I went on my merry way. I walked the streets of New York City, which I've never done before.
What?
And
what are you talking about?
Oh, I mean alone.
Oh,
alone.
You walked the streets alone, like a.
I walked the streets of New York City, and I'm not familiar with New York City. I didn't know one place to the next. I didn't know that, you know, there's an east and a west, and I didn't know that once you cross.
No, there's just one big east. It's just a really thick east.
I didn't know that you could cross over, like, I think it's Madison Avenue, and it becomes east, and then becomes west, and it's fucking confusing. The numbers start going to one again.
So it,
but anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
At that point, I started walking, and that's when I met up with McGrath near the entrance of the Steinway building.
So you did
West 57th Street.
You did the show. Everything went well. You did a great job. Ron worked miracles with you.
Thank you.
It was pretty good. So now what happens? Like after the show goes down, what do you and Ed go out?
Are you still on the phone, Ed?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. First of all, Ed and Ed, you know, nicest guy. He'll give you the shirt off his back.
No, but, he wouldn't.
Okay. He wouldn't sit down in the fucking where they like that little area where you sit, the little lobby area. He wouldn't sit down. He was standing up the whole time, making me nervous.
Oh, they have
said,
the bleachers.
Sit down.
They have the bleachers. They're just outside this big glass window, so you can see in the studio.
I said, sit down. He goes, no, I'm nervous. I said, sit down. You're making me nervous.
You're yelling at him like he's a fucking Maltese. You're yelling like he's got a permanent erection, and his name is Marvin, and you won't pay his bills for the vet.
And
why are you treating him like this?
And listen, Ed, I know you have a strong threshold because, I mean, if you could talk about your rubber vagina, we could talk about this.
Yeah, I know. That's something you love to talk about.
First thing out of his mouth, introduce me, introduce me, introduce me, introduce me, introduce me, introduce me, introduce me.
Oh, no, Ed.
Oh, come on, Frank. I said it twice. Once for Ron and once for Fez.
As soon as Fez comes out, he says, hi, germ freak. I said, how you doing? And Ed's whispering to me, introduce me. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Why couldn't you just go over and say, hey, I'm a big fan?
It wasn't the appropriate time. They were, you know, getting ready for the show and then this and that. But and then Ed is gently trying to step inside the studio.
He's not.
He's poking his head in the fucking doorway, trying to get in. Don't deny it, because you said you wanted to go inside the studio. You said you were hoping to sit on the couches there.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't make an attempt to weasel my way into the studio.
So Ed was standing up like a street urchin staring inside a bakery.
Do you know that soundproof door? He was leaning against the soundproof door with his nose pressed against the little window area.
Oh, you're full of shit.
So, wait, Ed, now, I can understand. It's very overwhelming. I mean, you're in a place where the entertainment that you absorb day in and day out is being made every single day, and you're there and you're seeing it happen.
Absolutely. That was my first time there, and I was very excited.
It's exciting. It's a little unnerving, a little bit, and I think eventually you settle down. I mean, Frank, he obviously settled down.
Yeah, he settled down. I think he had a good time. I saw him laughing a couple times at my... I think he enjoys my laughing at me when I'm being humiliated. That may be a wild guess, but I think he had a good time.
Well,
Ed?
After you didn't introduce him to Ron and Fez, I'm sure he was delighted to see. I'm sure he was delighted to see razors thrown at your eyes.
I introduced him to. I introduced him to him. Absolutely, I did.
Very good.
And Earl as well. And Earl as well. But it was a lot of fun, and I appreciate the opportunity to go on there.
So after this, you guys leave. What do? You go eat or something like that?
We went to the world famous Brooklyn Diner.
The world famous.
Now, I didn't know the Brooklyn Diner was in Manhattan. I literally thought it was in Brooklyn. So when he said to me, "Do you want to go to the Brooklyn Diner?" I says, "I don't feel like driving over there." But he says, "No." He said, "No, it's down the street over here." So we walked to the Brooklyn Diner. And we got in there and opened the menu up and said $18 for a fucking hamburger.
Is that what you said? You sat there, you just threw the menu up. $18, Christ! And then you ordered it anyway.
What, Ed?
I said, and you really fit in, too.
Excuse me? And I think Ed will say this, probably the best... One of, if not the best hamburger I've ever had in my entire life. Ed, will you second that?
There's a place up in the Bronx I think is slightly better called Piper's Kilt.
It's actually called the Queen's Diner.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
God.
But it was top five.
And Ed, listen to me, Ed. I know, like I said, we've talked about more embarrassing things, but let's just say Ed's voice carries, okay?
Booming voice.
Yeah, he's got a very loud voice. To the point where everybody's listening to his conversation. And, excuse me?
How do you know this? How do you know everybody's listening to my conversation?
Well, the people on the other booth across from us was listening to you, and it was obvious, and she was miserable and everything. And as soon as a woman comes in with larger than a B cup, he's like, look at her. Tits on this chick.
Oh, God. Trying to keep it manly, masculine.
Yeah.
Well,
because listen.
Because Spickle made the observation here. He says, oh, Frank and Ed had a date. So there's that little lingering thought that,
right.
Hey, this is kind of like a fucking date. I better talk about tits.
When we first came in, they were going to seat us at one of those booths that are only a two-person booth where it's one on each side. Those and that would have been as gay as humanly possible, man.
Wait, why? You're on each side. It doesn't matter.
It's a little gay to have that little small table, and it's a little gay. So we went to a regular booth. But
have you ever seen the booth where there's no other side? It's just one bench seat.
I've never seen that. No.
That they'll do occasionally when they run out of space. They'll strap on another bench seat at the end of the booths and just throw a fucking table there. Now that's gay. I mean, sitting across from each other, that's a little bit better than having to share a seat next to each other on one little seat. So I don't get your complaint there.
Well,
so you ate, you ordered your food,
I ate, and
you jacked each other off, you know, natural stuff.
No. And I want to say for the record that Ed McGrath treated me to this delicious burger. So thank you, Ed.
Oh, so Ed paid.
Now
Ed,
is that a date if he
Ed,
pays?
Did you demand a kiss at the doorstep?
No, I did not.
Respect Frank's father's wishes and get him home before 11? I mean, if you're going to... Because, honestly, I don't know how many more dates that you can go through before, you know, his father's going to ask, demand that you ask for his hand in marriage. This just can't go on. Why are you two bullshitting here? Should Fisher cut bait, Ed? Profess your love or move on? Jesus. It is a date, Frank. It's an absolute date. He bought you
dinner.
And
then what happened was, and this was the most humiliating of it all, Ed had to literally point me in the right direction on which way to go down the street.
That's embarrassing. Yeah, because you stand next to each other and you both lean and one points and you go, oh, okay, yeah, great. Well, thanks for the burger. Thank you. Oh, we'll do it again. We'll do it again. Gay. So he sends you on your way.
Right.
You're pointed in the right direction.
And we're walking, you know, we're walking away from each other on 57th Street, wherever the hell it was at. So, and then I proceed to walk. I take out my Hagstrom map, and I proceed to follow the route of Midtown Manhattan or whatever the hell it is.
Did you follow all the little pieces of popcorn that you left, that you dropped as you walked from the parking garage to the XM Studios? Did you pick them up one by one?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But anyway, long story short, I make my way to number 260th. Now, is it street or avenue?
Street.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
okay, 260th Street. And I give the guy my ticket. And for some reason, this person who spoke perfect English doesn't speak English anymore. I didn't understand. But anyway, I give him my ticket. And mind you, I was there parked for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
So wait, you probably paid, I'm going to guess, because now I think you got screwed. I bet you had to pay for 3 hours, maybe like $30. I would say $30.
No.
Because that would be a lot.
No, that's what I was hoping for, but no, it wasn't.
A little less? A little less? Or?
No, it was a little more than that.
$40.
It was a little more than that.
Spickle says 50.
It was a little more than that.
All right, how much was it?
$67 to park for 3.5 hours. $67 for hours.
$67.
I said to the guy, I said, are you out of your goddamn mind? You know what he says?
What?
No speak English. Now this guy spoke perfect English. Perfect English. Now he doesn't speak English anymore.
Oh my God! So he got you. He saw you coming a mile away.
Now, what am
you
I
were the
do?
Mark.
He's got my fucking car. I can't make a big deal about it. He's got the fucking prices over there. The fuck screwed me over.
He's got the prices over there. So
now,
there's
I'm
no.
I'm wondering
hope.
if it's because the reason it was so expensive is because it's across the street from Central Park. Is that why you think?
Did you read the price? I mean,
I did not.
Or did you just blindly pull into a gilded parking deck?
I did not check any rates because
an hour.
Listen to me. About a month or two ago, I was in the. I drove with.
You didn't check the rates, though.
Ababra. And we went to a parking garage, and it cost me like $30 tops. So I was like, all right, $30 ain't too bad. But he said $67 friggin' dollars.
Do you understand that, like, it's not a fucking legally mandated rate? There's, like, no flat rate. Just because he's a parking garage doesn't mean it's the same price.
But that's what I thought. I thought it was all the same company.
Oh my! Yeah, there's one. Some lucky fuck has banded up every parking garage in Manhattan. You didn't see a price list? I mean, you didn't.
I didn't. I thought it was standard pricing. Yeah. Honest to God, because it would be a. I thought it was one of those situations where, like, the taxi companies have to charge the same thing per mile, don't they?
And honestly, I don't even think that was the rate. I agree with in the chat room. Pumpkin Pie says, I think it was so expensive maybe because you were holding a fucking map. You were holding a map. You were the complete perfect mark. They saw you. They started speaking their native tongues, and they said, wait till Map Man comes back, and we will get approximately double what we should be charging.
And people don't like my maps. They have a problem with my maps, and I enjoy my maps.
Why don't you just upgrade? Get a goddamn GPS.
No, a GPS does not give you a bird's eye view of the land.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It gives you a very, very small area. You cannot get a perspective of it as you can with a nice big atlas.
That's untrue.
A big atlas? You just pull out your huge atlas wherever you are. And
I have an atlas for every single county in New Jersey. I have 21 counties, 21 atlases. Some of them have more than one on one booklet, and I keep them in my car and I pull them out as I'm driving.
Do you know that that people have that on a phone? They can just they have what is called a fucking map on a phone. Do you understand that? That serves not just for 21 counties, but fucking the entire world. And it's
right.
on a phone.
I understand what you're saying, but you don't get the different colors.
Seriously.
Like parks are green and the different colors, the highways and everything.
You're not trying to find U-boats. You're not looking for a fucking trail blazed originally by Native Americans. You're fucking driving on streets. Why do you need to do this? You don't need to commit this shit to memory. Just put A and B. I want to go from here to here.
But you
let
don't
me
learn.
Zone out.
Listen to me. Listen to me. And let me finish here. What happened? All right, let me digress. I used to have a fear a long time ago of getting lost. Okay, I had a fear of getting lost. Okay, I was always bad with directions. Excuse me. I was terrible with directions. I couldn't find my way out of going. I would get lost going in a circle. Okay, so I mastered, and I'm very happy with myself. I accomplished learning to get places. I learned how to read maps. I learned how to get places. Blah blah. So, what I'm saying is, when you utilize a GPS and put point A to point B, you're not learning how to get to this. You're not learning the area. You're just acting as an automatic pilot.
You should. You know what you should do, Frank? I mean, you had this fear of getting lost, so you mastered the map. Maybe you should have a really strong fear of getting fucked at the parking garage, so that this kind of shit doesn't happen again. I don't understand and the fucking lack of street smarts that you're gonna pull out a fucking map and
what's
point,
the big deal?
And point where am I?
Listen to me. Can I just finish my point here?
Fucking
and
tourist.
I know you will agree. When you don't learn the air, but by following an automatic, by being an automatic pilot like a dummy and just following point A to point B and following this person's directions, turn right, turn left here, da, 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 you're not learning it, because once you get to your destination, you're not remembering what happened. Shut up! Let me finish! I read the map and I study the map and I learn how to get there without having to look at the map for the next time. I learn it, and I know it, and I study it.
I really love that you said this person's directions. Like there's a mini person inside the GPS just barking turn orders
at
you.
Well, there's like a, you know, that little woman's voice who tells you how to get to places and what.
It's not really a woman. I just want to let you know. Just to let you know, Frank, it's actually a fucking algorithm that throws voices at you. It's fucking precise, it's correct, and if you listen and maybe remember the turns, you'll fucking learn. And what better way to learn than fucking first-hand experience? You look at a map, you don't know what kind of fucking, you know, what the road looks like.
Oh. And now, let me ask you a question, New Style. Are GPSs fail-proof?
Yes. 100%.
No. Fuck you! Because you got lost last night, you fuck!
I didn't get lost. Let's just say
you got lost last night!
First of all, let me tell you, I didn't get lost. I followed its instructions. The road that it told me to turn onto didn't exist anymore.
Okay, then!
But
there you go!
But within
I've never had that problem with my Hackstroms!
Let me tell you something. Within 10 seconds, it had concocted a brand new route. With your map, Frank, if you have a fucking flooded road or some kind of a fucking line down and you can't get through there, now you have to pull the map out again. Oh, okay, I gotta go here. I don't have to think. If I say detour, I'm getting a brand new route. If a road doesn't exist anymore, you had me traveling, I'll get a new route.
On every single street in Garfield before I got to the destination. We literally hit every fucking street in Garfield.
Now you're talking about you're talking about Garfield. What went on at Garfield? Wait, before we get on to this, Ed, do you have anything to say, any weird observations about Frank while you two were having your little fucking romantic date?
He makes a lot of strange noises. I'm sure Barb and anybody else who's hanging out with him, he just wheezes and coughs and makes weird sounds.
Let me just say something, Ed. Whenever Frank wants to get ready to say something and somebody's talking and he's waiting for his moment, he'll start his, like, vocal engine. So just, Ed, just say something.
This is,
I just want to say that Frank will make weird noises while other people are talking just to let them kind of know, you know, attemptedly, like, subconsciously, but not really. You know, everybody can fucking hear it overtly. If you listen to that Ron and Fez show, you'll hear him grunting over Ron and Fez just so he can try to get his fucking little point in.
But you know, the sad part is I find myself groaning when I'm not even ready to talk.
You do that. I pointed it out to you. Now you hear it.
I'm literally groaning to myself. I'm not even going to talk. It's very odd. Very odd.
Really is. Ed, thank you for calling in, buddy.
Thank you, Ed. Ed, yep. You there? Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Frank. You do grunt. And I guess now you're more aware of it?
You know what? You made me aware of it, and I noticed that I'm groaning, like I said, all day long. And I'm not even about to talk, and I'm groaning.
Oh, it's just hideous. You make these sounds or whatever, and I pointed it out to you. Maybe you could try to stop it. But now you're doing it louder. Like, usually somebody points out, like, disgusting behavior, and people are like, oh, I really do that? Okay, well, I'll try to stop.
Do you find that to be disgusting, or do you find it to be disgusting for somebody to show a photograph of your shit to other people?
I got to say, your connection, Frank, a little bit off. But why don't we take a quick break, and we'll talk all about that. We'll talk all about me showing off my shit, getting lost on the GPS, and all that. After a quick little break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
This is Keith from Best in Show Radio, and you are listening to the DJ New Style Show live on HeroesTalk.com. Join us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Best in Show Radio.
As I was saying a moment ago at the beginning of the show, if you guys noticed, there was a pretty long, dramatic, crazy intro about some history of the show. I don't know. Keith, do you have a story you want to tell us?
Well, back in January, I was talking on a show about how my wife, I had caught her sending an email or exchanging emails with a guy about, you know, secretly meeting behind my back for lunch. And, you know, but I mean, she did convince me that it was just, you know, that they were friends. And I had asked her not to hang out with him because I didn't like him for some reason. Well, let's put it this way. Let's fast forward to today where I have this nice, awesome bachelor pad. The apartment I lived with my current but soon to be former wife, who is no longer my wife because she forgot that you're not supposed to have a boyfriend while you're married.
As it turns out, all of us who told you, yeah, man, you're making way too big a deal out of this, we were all wrong. Apparently, we were all wrong, and you were 100% right.
I see the number come up, and I'm like, seriously? I was like, you really need to talk to this guy? Like, what's the deal? And she's like, it just made me mad that you told me I can't be friends with someone and there's no reason, there's nothing going on, and just because you're suspicious of him for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Just because you're suspicious of him because he wants to have sex with me. I mean, like, just because, like, that means something.
Be sure to check out HeroesTalk.com and the Pal Talk Heroes Talk Radio chat room every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for the DJ New Style Show and every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Best in Show Radio. Heroes Talk, loving it live.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello there, everybody. It's your favorite friend and neighbor, Joe Caramello, and you're listening to The Neighborhood Watch. Now, I get lots of emails and little messages here from episode to episode from a bunch of you people who want me to keep an eye on some of the things that concern you. And between you and me, this is right up my alley. Okay? I got one here from a nice young woman. She says, "Dear Joe, sometimes I bag up the lawn clippings and put them out by the curb. And the next morning, the bags are shredded in about 150 pieces, and all the clippings, the twigs, and yard waste are strewn all over my driveway and lawn. It happens all too frequently, and now I'm getting quite annoyed because I got a whole lot of grass growing in my flower garden because of it. Can you keep an eye on things and maybe help me find out who might be doing this? Signed, Rhonda O'Leary." Now, Rhonda's a friend of mine. Probably a friend of yours. But I gotta tell you, Rhonda, I'd be glad to take care of this for you. Keep an eye on some things. But, you know, the fact is, I don't like helping people who don't help our community. I mean, we all know, I mean, everybody knows, that lawn waste and grass clippings are to be brought down to the dump. Okay, they don't belong in bags, and they don't belong in piles by the mailbox. That's where garbage goes. Now, I know you think these clippings and twigs are garbage, but they just aren't. You're looking for this guy who shredded your bags like he's some kind of maniac. You're off base here, Rhonda. I gotta tell you, the man's a hero. He sees you fucking things up over and over again and decides to take action, and he's a maniac. He loves Pepper Gardens, first of all. He loves it. Loves the neighborhood, the rules, the laws, and the smooth system that we all have worked hard to put in place. And he sure as motherfuck does not want grass clippings all over the fucking place. And he knows that they belong in one of two locations. The dump or all over your fucking lawn and driveway. Get your act together, for Christ's sakes. Jesus. And don't you have three fucking sons? Why the fuck are you out there raking and pruning and mowing while those lazy fucks jerk off and play their Nintendo tapes? Yeah, I know the one's got spinal cord issues or whatever the fuck, but listen, there's no excuse for the other two. Not for nothing. If they were my kids, I'd have two little snot-faced fucks in the yard mowing and the other one, I don't know, polishing silverware, whatever the fuck he's able to do. Now listen, you know, sometimes people are just lazy, Rhonda. You need to come to that realization pretty fucking quick. There's no need to keep making excuses for somebody. And this goes out to everybody in Pepper Gardens. You do not need to make excuses for someone that's doing wrong, whether it's putting grass clippings all over the fucking place or having a fucked up spine and not doing none of the work. Take my advice, folks. You don't have to give excuses for all these fucking people who don't want to do their fair share to keep our fine Pepper Gardens community up and running and beautiful like it deserves to be. So I hope that helped some of you out there. Hope it opened your eyes. That's all the time we got for Neighborhood Watch. Thank you for listening. We'll be watching. Take care.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Well, 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 well. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming. Your Tuesday night miracle, dare I say, on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now, Frank, how are you? Do you have a good piss? Is everything all good?
Yes.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? It really is. Really is lovely. So, last night, me and you, we went somewhere. We went somewhere to do something that you're not privy to. And this is shocking. In 40 years, you...
I'm 38 years old.
Okay, well, let's round up. Can we keep it in the tens? Can we just keep it in the... Thank you. 40 years. Pretty soon 50. You've never really enjoyed watching football. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, well, not that I've not enjoyed it. I've never done it.
You've never done it.
No.
No. You've never done it. You've never chosen to do this. But
no.
Our buddies, Dom and Ricky. Dom has been a co-host on the show. Ricky's his cousin. He's a great guy. They invited us to go and watch your New York football Giants compete against the Browns of Cleveland in the Monday night national football game. The national game. Everybody's watching. All eyes are on. And you decided, oh, yeah, I'll go along. I'll watch the game for the first time ever in 40 years.
38.
We're going with the tens, okay? So the football thing.
We go to Garfield. We decide we're gonna go there. We're gonna have a blast.
Named after?
What? Excuse me?
Who's Garfield named after? Who was Garfield? Are you aware?
Well, I'm aware that Jim Davis made a bundle off of him. Very, very, very hilarious cartoon. I believe the cat loves lasagna, and that's amazingly funny.
All right. Anyway, it's James Abram Garfield. He was the
I didn't think he had a first name. I thought it was just Garfield.
And it's James Abram Garfield. He was the second president who
really?
Was assassinated in 1881.
Holy, he was assassinated? Did they get Odie or Nermal?
All right, continue.
I had no idea. That's really. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit put off right now. Now, Frank, did you watch any of the game? I mean, why? What?
Why don't we describe how we walked to this and saw this literally a motion picture on the side of a tractor trailer?
First of all, we couldn't get parking close, so we had to approach the house on foot, and we knew the number. We went up to the stoop, rung the bell a couple times, but we hear the game being broadcast. We look over, we heard
the game being broadcast three blocks down the road.
Exactly. We see this tractor trailer parked backed into a driveway, and there are like movie screens just like adhered to this thing. Like, I don't know how many feet. What, 30 feet? 30 foot widescreen cinematic display attached to this fucking tractor trailer. People are out there. They're enjoying it. You can hear them talk. I didn't recognize any of the voices or anything like that. So I don't know if this is the place or if the neighbors are trying to have a rival party. I kind of assumed it was, but I didn't want to go up, pull the shade back, and go, hey, and have it be somebody else. I didn't know. And you certainly weren't going to do that either.
I was too scared.
You were frightened. You were frightened to go up on the doorstep. You said, "You go ring the bell. Go up there and ring the bell."
Like a bunch of trick or treaters. It was very gay.
You thought it was a little gay, ringing ringing the bell. But anyway, you know, we watched a little bit on the gigantic screen. You know, pretty good setup, I have to say, really nice. But we spent most of our time just hanging out on the deck. The Giants were. You know, getting destroyed. Frank was upset because he found out it wasn't the Super Bowl.
I thought it was a Super Bowl. I wasn't aware.
I don't understand how in the fuck a grown adult male doesn't know when the Super Bowl is.
How am I supposed to know? You know, I thought that there was a big party because I know people have parties in the Super Bowl, and I thought it was a Super Bowl party.
People watch football. Do you understand that? And it's not just one game. They have an entire season with several teams, not just two. You get that, right? I can go up to anybody and say, when would you expect the Super Bowl to be? And they would get within a week. You were off by like fucking 3 months. Easily.
Well,
3-4 months.
I don't follow football.
Foot. It's foot, actually. Not baseball.
Well, you don't
hand.
Name a sport you don't follow, Ken. Name one of the sport that you do not follow.
Well, I can name a sport that I don't follow. But the thing
name a sport you don't follow. Hockey. You follow hockey?
I don't follow hockey.
All right. When's the hockey Stanley Cup seasons?
Probably in the fall.
Is there anybody that fucking is very broad. That's fucking broad.
I have no idea. Honestly, I have no idea. But the thing
Okay, so there you go. You don't know about hockey. I don't know about football.
But the thing is, Frank, everybody knows the Super Bowl because it's one of the most watched events on television. And I don't care if you're a Super Bowl fan or not, you've been to a Super Bowl party, you've eaten the shitty food, you've shit just pure brown acid out of your fucking asshole into a neighbor's, friend's, relative's, or even your own toilet. Everybody has done this. This is the most watched event. I mean, the Super Bowl commercials, for fuck's sake. Even if you don't watch the football, you hear every asshole saying, oh, dude, that horse, something about a Clydesdale. Every fucking February or January or whenever the fuck it really is, you will hear somebody say something in relation to that event. And you have no idea. You think even before Halloween, we're going to go out and fucking see the Super Bowl.
I didn't know. Does that make me a bad person?
Kind of. It kind of does. So we didn't really watch the game. We watched a few minutes here or there, and then we gave up.
We were stuck. We were in the second row behind some people, nice people, and I was a little uncomfortable, I'll be honest.
You were, and it's to be expected with you. But the thing is, you bust Ed's balls for being a loud talker. I swear to Christ, I don't know how many times I heard, well, gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of here. I gotta leave. Like your fucking thought process has a fucking PA hooked up to it.
Well, you understand. You kept sending me text messages calling me gay.
Yeah.
And then telling me to look at your fucking cell phone.
Well, that's another thing. I had a picture on my cell phone that I wanted you to see. And, I showed it off to a few people. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People take pictures of things they admire, and they show it off. Now, Frank, look at my camera. Are you okay to look at my cam? I gotta show you something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You see that?
Oh, come on!
That's a piece of my shit that I just showed you. I took a little snapshot on my cell phone. It has an elbow. It's about 3 feet long. Yet it's a piece of shit. It's pretty impressive. I like to show it to people. I like to get that reaction. And that's what I expect. I show it to Dom. I show it to Alki. I didn't show it to Solera. You know, a little respect for the women.
If I can interject something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to see in person Alki Jr.
Yes.
Probably one of the cutest little kids I've ever seen in my life.
That kid is...
He had nice... He had beautiful little ringlets of hair.
Ringlets of hair. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful kid, I have to say. Colin...
Yes.
Colin Alki, as he's become known, is a very, very happy kid. And he's very friendly and nice. And just what a handsome guy he's going to grow up to be.
And I am not trying to set him up with Luke, by the way.
I can't wait until he knocks up his first wife. I can't wait. Because it's going to happen soon. I'm predicting that kid's going to have the opportunity at 11. He's that handsome, this kid. This kid is handsome, and he's going to be a player. He will be breaking hearts and having to explain things to a few dads. But, see... Pat, Irish Algae, from The What Show. TheWhatShow.com is saying he can't wait until Colin knocks up Dom's sister. It'll probably happen. I'm not going to lie to everybody out there. But I showed this picture to everybody that wanted to see it. One person had a reaction, and just completely blew me away. You would have thought that I captured some momentous occasion on this phone when I showed it to Pristine Sneakers. He's like, oh, man, holy shit, you got to send that to me. Everybody else is like, ah, wait, let me see. Ah, it's gross. Pristine really, like, wanted the negative. It was that type of thing. You see a picture that you really love, and you ask for to have a copy. He was so into
it. I didn't understand, yeah, but he really wanted you to send a picture of it.
Pat was convinced, Irish Algae. Convinced that I showed a picture of my firstborn son. He's like, oh my God, it's so great. That's not like I was showing off a relative or something really proud. No, it's just shit, really, that I was proud of. A whole lot of shit. I don't know, Frank, why can't you be proud of that? That means, like, my system on this particular day was working at its top performance. That's something I'm proud of.
You had this. You were treating this photo as though it was your child.
I was really proud.
And you know what? Even Pat was a little put off by it.
See, Pristine,
he was a little put off by it.
He was. And Dom goes, "Pat's gonna love this." So I'm like, "All right, here we go." I'm like, "Huh?" And he's like, "Oh, it's pretty gross." So I'm like, "I gotta show it to somebody else. Show it to Pristine." And now he's saying that picture of shit is far more impressive than a picture of kids.
Right, but I was very, I found it very disturbing that you were showing people this. I mean, do you not have any self-respect for yourself? I mean, don't you get embarrassed? You know, that's a very to talk about your excrement is a very, very awful topic.
Everybody does it, though. You do it. I mean, you've obviously seen your dump. I mean, you've never been proud of one.
I you know what? I can honestly say in my 38 years, I've never 40. Taken a dump and said, you know what? I'm proud of that. Hey, Luke, kids, come over and look at this bowl. Look at what your father accomplished.
I have to admit.
No, I've never
I
done
have
that.
To admit this. I show the pictures and everything, and that's all well and good. And you think it's a little disgusting? I will call over my girlfriend when I have a good one. I will make her. I'll say, hold your nose for this one. This one's a doozy.
Now
but
I know
you
you're
have
bullshitting
to, you have to see it. No, absolutely, I'm not even bullshitting one fucking iota. If I take pictures of it, Frank, why wouldn't I want to see it, have somebody see it live? Why wouldn't I? I would do everything short of fishing it out of the bowl and fucking encasing it in lucite.
You know,
it's
hard
posterity.
To imagine that whatever. It's just awful what you say. I'm embarrassed for you.
I don't know why you're embarrassed for me.
Anyway.
I don't understand, Frank. It's insanity. You are uncomfortable with your own body and what it produces. Are you comfortable? Would you be comfortable with someone else's body? That's the question.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, what I'm saying is, maybe a week ago, something like that. I saw a story on Yahoo here. Man doing well after double arm transplant. Now, it's not a robotic arm thing that we've all seen and laughed at and marveled at even. It's not that. It's not a robotic arm. It's nothing like that. This guy has someone else's arms, some dead guy's arms, fused onto his body for him to use because of some unfortunate accident he's had. Could you even imagine losing a limb and then getting somebody else's scraps stapled onto
you? Well, I mean, people get organ transplants, cornea transplants.
Would you do that? If you lose an arm, are you going to... And they say, hey, I have this other arm. Would you accept that? Or would you go with like a hook or some kind of
I would probably
robotic?
Remain armless.
you would refuse the arm.
Yes, I would say give it to the next person.
You lose your arm. They have somebody else's. It's going to be completely okay. It'll be intact. You'll feel. You'll be able to use it. There'll be nothing that you couldn't do before. But it's somebody else's arm. You still say no.
Right.
Wow.
Well, right. Wait. Radio Rockets brought up a good point. What if you were? What if a woman's arm was fused to you? How would you feel about that?
You'd have to hope it was somebody in Madonna's lineage, so that you can maybe get a man muscle on it. I don't know, or Jessica Biel, some woman with a decent biceps or something like that. You'd have to go because you don't want to have the little slim girl arms. And you don't want to have the fat girl arms either. So I wave when I wave.
You mean
my
like the
arm
oak tree
shakes.
Arms?
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that. But if it was a woman arm, you would still refuse it. Any arm, you would refuse. There would be no arm.
No, I couldn't. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah.
I would be scared. Because, you have a situation where, what if this person murdered somebody, or what if this person, was jerking off right before his arm fell off or something like that. Now, are these come from cadavers?
Wait, so you think you're not grossed out by the fact that these were just hacked off a dead guy like a fucking pork loin is chopped off a pig? Your primary concern is that maybe this guy's last act before dying and being put in cold storage was that he might have, stroked his cock to completion.
Yes. What if he still has stuff on him,
Well, that brings
up, let me ask you this
no,
question.
No, that brings
Would
up
you
a
give
good
up
point.
Your body part for when you die?
I have a better thing here, Frank. You get that other arm. You get somebody else's arm. You want to have a human arm. You want to look human. So you take that risk. You get somebody else's arm. Do you ever masturbate again? or can you get past the fact that this hand was somebody else's and now it's groping on your dick, wiping your ass? I mean, can you get past that mental thing that this is something that maybe choked somebody to death? These arms, these hands have been inside hookers' assholes. I mean, like, would you just sit and wonder? I would just sit back.
I would just not be able to stop staring at it.
Yeah,
and just the stories are endless on where this arm could be, but this has actually happened to somebody. Are you telling the truth here,
Rob? Yeah, it did, and it was a double arm. He had two arms from one of the cadavers, I guess. Somebody donated them. But Rob Giggs brings up a great point. What happens if one of the arms they give you from the arm harvest or whatever, the arm cold storage bay? What if you have a really terrible tattoo on it? Or, like, just a whole bunch of tattoos. What, like, a big Homer Simpson tattoo. What if, basically, what if you get an arm from someone on Best in Show? You get one of their arms with the Superman Jesus or the DBD or whatever, whatever other internet venture.
What's DBD stand for?
Oh, that's dudes being dudes.
Okay.
That's what you tell people, but in between the group, it's dudes boning dudes.
But does what I'm asking you is, I mean, do the fingernails continue to grow? Does the hair continue to grow on the arm? You know, how does that whole system work?
Honestly, if the fingernails never grew again, that would be amazing.
How often do you cut your fingernails?
Every week and a half, I'd say. You know, I it's not like religious. I'll look down. If I see a lot of white, then I'll clip.
Are you a nail biter?
Sometimes I will nail bite. Like if I look down, I'm like, holy shit, I haven't cut these in a while. I'll bite it off.
Do you cut your nails? Do you cut your fingernails at the same time that you cut your toenails?
Not always. They grow at different rates. I
haven't cut my toenails since 1995.
What?
I haven't cut my toenails.
Are you walking on fucking?
No. The last time I cut my toenails was the night before I got married.
How long are your fucking toenails? Do you have like ice skates underneath that they just curl under?
What happens is, you know how when a dog's nails, they scrape along the ground and they cut themselves? Mine cut along, since I'm wearing shoes all the time, I guess they don't grow and they're stunted its growth.
Your fucking feet are dying. You never take your shoes off. Your feet are dying. When your nails stop growing, you're fucking dead.
Shut up.
Your nails have stopped growing. You haven't had to cut your nails since 1995.
1995. But the other day, my big toe, and my wife can attest to this, I actually pulled the nail off. It was so loose. I pulled it off. The entire nail.
Ah! That's the most disgusting thing ever. That little soft... it's almost like slightly hard pudding or something like that. That soft skin under the nail, it's fully exposed now.
Yes.
Did you try to put it back? Maybe just like see if it's stuck.
No.
It's so gross. Your feet are fucking disgusting. You should be on a Lamisil commercial, for Christ's sakes.
I apologize.
Oh, that's.
Anyway, I didn't mean to digress here. I know some people are getting disgusted.
Yeah, that it really is disgusting. But if I have a transplanted arm and the nails don't grow, that's a fucking bonus. I want a way where my nails don't grow, but I don't want foot rot like you. Like, I don't want my nails to plink off, you know, when I hit the accelerator in my car. Now, let me ask you this. Would there be anything that could get you to do it? If your wife said to you, I would be less attracted to you if you didn't get this transplant, would you do it?
First of all, I want to apologize to Kinky Katie. Please accept my apology. I will cease talking about that.
About what?
About what we were talking about before.
Oh, about how you haven't cut your nails and actually the big toenail fell off. Actually, fell off. You pulled it off. Well, yeah, okay. We won't talk about it anymore.
No.
No.
Anyway, so that's, yeah. So what okay. What's next?
I asked you a question. If your wife says,
if I was going to lose both arms, then I would definitely take somebody's arm. But if I still had one arm left, then I would just grin and bear it.
You lose both arms, and the only arms they have available don't match your skin tone. Maybe they're like Dikembe Mutombo's arms. They're really, really black arms, and that's all they have for you. Do you accept?
I would prefer the stainless steel arms. I would prefer the mechanical arms.
If the skin didn't match.
Yes.
You'd be like a fucking moo cow. You'd have like swirly skin. You'd have different splotches or whatever.
Can everything be transplanted nowadays? I was watching an episode where they could do face transplant. I mean, everything can be transplanted nowadays. Is that correct?
Yeah, I saw that. I guess somebody was mountain climbing and frostbite took their entire face. So now they crafted a way to snap on and snap off a nose and like their dead sister-in-law's face just because they fucked up while climbing a mountain. I don't know if everything can be transplanted. I mean, if it could be, I think the arm probably would have been something, you know, that happened a long time ago.
And I noticed that when people get frostbite, they get black.
Yeah.
The Why is it black?
Because
it's not charcoal.
Well, no, it's dead. It's just dead flesh. It's dead.
Oh, I see.
When flesh dies, it turns black.
Have you ever gotten frostbite? Not to the point where you're going to lose a limb or anything, but have you ever gotten it?
No, never. Have you?
Like sometimes in the winter when your feet get real and legs get really cold, and then when you go inside and start to thaw out, do they get really itchy, or is that not normal?
I don't know if itchy is what happens.
Okay.
I think you get really tingly, like the pins and needles thing. That you begin losing feeling, basically. It means your feet are going to die.
Oh, okay.
So you wouldn't do that at all? That wouldn't be something that you'd do?
No, I would never. You know what? I wouldn't even, if it matched my skin tone, I would rather have I'd rather have mechanical limbs everywhere.
Even now.
I mean, I wouldn't have to worry about fucking opening the doors anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That is
true. It would be a godsend.
And think of how much you could lift. If you get some hydraulics in it, you could lift up any weight. You don't have to wash hands, maybe put a little oil on the elbow or shoulder or whatever. Basically,
yeah.
I think there will be a day that we're just living brains and hearts inside metal. And then after that, the heart will go. And after that, the brain will go. And we'll all just be robots. I think there will be a day when sentient robots will walk the earth and be king. I think that will happen. Do you think that that's going to be something that robots will be created and take over?
Yeah, I don't know so much that. I just think we'll eventually be able to live forever.
Really?
Which is something that I would love to
forever.
To, you know, it's weird to think that I'm going to die. You know, when I die, I want the whole world to come to an end because I cannot imagine life going on without me. I cannot imagine the world existing without me.
And I thought you were a David Lee Roth fan. Life goes on without Frank.
But can you imagine life going on without you?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. I can't imagine it. I don't know what
it
would
be. But can you imagine when you die that the next morning the sun's going to come up again? Or whatever? I mean,
I'm okay with that. That's part of, you know, it's part of the deal. You get to live and then eventually the world that you've lived in will exist without you. You'll be in the dirt or hidden under a shrub for 2 months until some fucking jogger's dog pulls you out. And wherever you are, that's where you'll be. And then you'll be put somewhere. And then you'll rot away and you'll become something else. Whether it's a plant.
Don't sugarcoat it.
That's how it is. Have you ever buried a pet? A pet that dies, you put him in the backyard?
I buried a hamster. I buried my iguana above ground.
Well, that thing was buried when you had it. You didn't even know it was dead.
Right. And then I put
you
it
had it displayed in a big tank
in a
freezing garage.
I buried a hamster when I was younger. And I kept digging it up to see to what stage of decomposition it was in.
So you kept digging it up.
The
thing is, you bury that dead pet. Now, you go maybe build a patio. You see like a fucking dog leg or something like that. You see the bone, the little bones of the dog. Now, that dog is gone. That's
right.
How you're going to be. Someone's going to want to put up a fucking new pool somewhere in the fucking cemeteries that they've bulldozed, and they're going to come across your fucking rib, and it's going to completely ruin their day for 5 seconds until they just shove it to the side and pour the footing. That's how
it
is. It'll go on. And you know who the person is that's going to be doing this? The person that said, I'll see your bones and just fucking shove them aside, pour the foot in. A robot. A robot that can think. A robot that can do everything, Frank. Robots will take over the world. I'm convinced.
Because we're seriously considering stuffing our animals when they pass away.
Well, Marvin's already halfway there. His cock is permanently stuffed. And you didn't have to put anything in there. That's really good. Are you going to, when you stuff him, are you going to stuff him with an erection?
Maybe.
Maybe. But the thing is, you'd have to, because that's how the kids remember him. When you stuff the pet, you can't go back.
Kids run away from the dog, because the kids are always saying, he's always licking his penis! Disgusting!
When you stuff that pet, it's not like retiring in the Baseball Hall of Fame. You can't choose which team You are what you were. Like, so if you're a fucking disgusting, raggedy old dog with a permanently hard cock that Frank doesn't love named Marvin, then you'll be stuffed that way.
When a dog licks his ding-a-ling, is that him masturbating when he licks it? Is that what a dog masturbation is?
I think that
when he licks it,
maybe they are. I don't know. Have you ever seen a dog lick himself until he comes? I don't know. I don't think anybody.
What? I was going to call you Ed. You know what? I've never even. That's the revolting. But one time when I was little, let me say something. When I was little, I had Chihuahuas, and I had Chihuahuas before they were trendy and before they were the in thing to have. I had Chihuahuas back when nobody.
When do you think that happened? When did they become trendy?
They became trendy with the whole. You know, Hilton sister shit and all that crap.
I would say before that, with the Taco Bell thing.
That came out in 2000, Taco Bell. I do a Taco Bell. This is my impression.
Oh, Christ.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Wow, that should really get you...
Listen. Chop the chalupa. Anyway, that came out in 2000, and
horrible. You are so horrid. Can we get an impression of the Noid or some other fucking defunct ad gimmick?
Anyway, as Holy I was saying, shit. I had Chihuahuas back in the 70s when nobody had them, okay? Nobody. And I think I may have talked about this before. We had a male and a female, and, you know, they had intercourse, and next thing I know, their asses are stuck together. And I still could not figure that day out. Even as a 38-year-old man, I don't understand how their asses got stuck together.
They call it hooking asses. When the dogs hook asses, that means the male dog stuck his penis... in the female dog,
right,
and he's done, but his cock is still swollen. Like you drip cum for hours afterwards. The dog's cock stays like plump,
but,
I guess.
But
and
why
locks
are their
it in place.
Asses stuck together? Shouldn't they?
He was trying to run away from a bitch, and his dick got stuck through his leg.
I think he should just be in the humping position the whole time,
so he'll just have to stay like that forever.
No. What I'm saying is this. I can understand why they're stuck together, but shouldn't he just still be in the humping position and stuck together? How is he all of a sudden his ass stuck together with the asses?
I don't know.
Anyway,
do you do any other impressions of defunct ad campaigns?
No. I just do my typical Seinfeld impressions.
What about Wendy's?
I'm not gonna do that. That's corny and awful.
The Taco Bell dog is fucking cutting edge and brilliant.
She did it. Listen. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Hey, chata chalupa. Hey, chata chalupa.
That's so fucking. That's heinous. Is what that is. Heinous. Not hideous. Not awful. Heinous.
And then I'm gonna confess something here. Back in 2000, I had the collection. I had the Taco Bell Chihuahua collection of the little dogs.
What?
They had four little dogs.
You collected the fucking stuffed animals.
They were little prizes at Taco Bell. You can get a stuffed animal.
So you're 38 now, and it's 2008.
And I collected all four. And one of them said,
"You were a
Taco Bell." And one of them said, "Hey, chata chalupa." And one of them said, "Chances are you wear a silly grin the moment you come into view." And then the fourth one, I can't remember.
It probably said, "You actually got all four of these. You're a homo." That's what it says when you press the button. You actually have all four of them? You were 20 years old.
I was 30, but who's counting?
Or whatever the fuck you were. I gave you credit. My bad. I thought you said 98 or whatever. 1990. But it isn't. It was 2000? I thought it was... Yes. Wasn't it the late 90s? Mid to late 90s?
In 2000, it came out with a Taco Bell Chihuahua dog collection.
Ugh. Hideous. Heinous.
Anyway. I'm sure there's things that you've collected before. You told me you had a big stuffed animal collection yourself.
As a kid, yeah, I had a pound puppy as a kid.
All right, that's feminine, and
I was
you're
7
gay.
Years old.
I've never had a stuffed animal collection.
You just told me you had four of them.
Well,
and they
that was
spoke.
A novelty thing. That's the kind of thing where somebody buys something and they don't utilize it; they just keep it on their shelf.
Oh, Frank, was it cast iron?
I'm not sure. I understand.
Was it made from plaster? Was it sculpted out of granite?
No, it was made of cloth and stuffing.
So it was a stuff. It was a stuff.
But you
figure.
Told
and
me
it
you
was it an animal?
Stuffed animals on your bed.
Was it
and
an
you used
animal?
To sleep with them.
Was it an animal?
pound puppy.
You had a stuffed you had stuffed animals.
Did you ever have a Cabbage
30?
Patch doll?
No, I never did. Never did.
Did you play with dolls when you were young? Did you play with action figures?
Well, action figures, yeah.
You admit that.
Why wouldn't I?
Did you play with superhero action figures?
He-Man, Ninja Turtles, something like that. G.I. Joe. The real American hero. Come on, Frank.
I used to have Batman and Robin and,
yeah.
And all that shit.
Yeah. It's amazing. Very, very good. Very, very good. Why don't we take a quick break here? Actually, you know what's funny? C-Rock, our friend, sent us something. He sent us a little song that he just worked up. We're going to play that on the break. He did this minutes before the show. He does a show. It's C-Rock Radio on internetdj.com. And he just put this out here. He says it's exclusive for your show. Why don't you give it a play? So we'll play that, and then I think you've prepared something for us. Is that right?
I think so.
Well, you know, why don't we take a listen to this C-Rock thing? You haven't heard this, right?
I have not.
Let's listen to it right now, and then we'll go and we'll discuss it, and then go to break. Sound good?
Sure.
All right, here goes.
Imagine Amish girls. How do they play with their pussy? It's true, they don't use electricity to fondle their Amish vajayjay. Imagine spit fingers is all you got to poke and prod your Amish twat. But it's not. I heard you can use other things to substitute, like a greased up cucumber. When they masturbate, they don't use porn. They fantasize of Mexicans who plant the corn to beat her up and gangbang her and fuck her good behind the horse-driven wagon. Amish girls don't pay no respects to their cooch. La 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 la. Dolphins, rabbits, never get to see no Amish cooch. La 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 la. If she should get horny and want release, don't count on watching DVDs. Ron Jeremy is what she can look forward to in her daddy's copy of Swank. So now she turns the page, they're sticky stuck from generations passed down from dad to buck. We keep it in the family, as you know, we all fuck together. Amish girls don't pay no respects to their cooch. La 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 la. Dolphins, rabbits, never get to see no Amish cooch. La 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 la.
Oh. Entertaining talk radio.
Whoa.
Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. This is a Hear Us Talk exclusive.
I thought that was a great song.
I thought it was pretty good too, actually. I think he did a great job. That's C-Rock. And
he was talking about the Amish people out of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there are some historical errors, maybe. Irish Alki pointed out, why are the Mexicans planting corn for the Amish? Not really sure about that either, but I think he did a great job, honestly.
I'm sure that there's people out there in this country who never even heard of Amish people, don't even know who Amish people are.
Are you kidding?
Would you agree with that?
Well, I guess those are the same mythical people you made up that don't know anything about the Super Bowl, right?
Listen to me. You think there's I'm trying to have a serious conversation here, okay? I'm sure there's bunches. I would say there's more people who don't know who Amish people are than do know Amish people.
Have you ever met an Amish person?
I've met a Mennonite person, and I wasn't an Amish person. Yeah, I've met Amish people.
Isn't that
Amish
the same
people,
thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I've met Amish people.
What's the difference then? Mennonite and Amish.
Mennonite is a little less strict than the Amish.
By Menon. Can you do that impression? Can you do that one? You don't do that one?
By Menon.
Costanza. Oh, you missed that reference.
Costanza.
Yeah, how did you miss it?
You know, I'm trying to have a talk here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the Amish for a second. I know this is a heart-wrenching conversation. But people out in, like, you know, California or Colorado, they don't know who Amish people are. Amish people, why don't you tell them who are? These are people who still live in, like, in the 1880s. And the thing with Amish people is Amish people have only become odd within the last 100 years. Amish people were not odd 120, 120 years ago. They were normal 120 years ago.
Well, that's true, because 120 years ago, everybody had to live like that because we haven't thought up all the great ideas that we've thought up along the way. You know, right. Now everything, people like to go to these Amish bakeries or whatever, and sometimes they have places where they ship out Amish people to make pretzels and shit, but they're working with electricity.
So it's hypocritical.
These are the fake Amish. My girlfriend's got a place where she gets these fucking delicious fucking pretzel dogs and pretzels and all that. And I see them. They have the hats, the suspenders, the beards, the little smug "I'm Amish" attitude look to their face. But they're not real. That's like Santa Claus. It's like Santa in the mall. No, I have a deep feeling that they're not real. But they insist.
Have you ever been
my
to
girlfriend?
Amish
my girlfriend and her family insist that they ship them out in those trucks that you see the horses, like you see the horse ass sticking out of. They stand or kneel or sit Indian style in there, and they bring them out to the place to work and just fold pretzels for like 6 hours, and then they bring them back. My girlfriend's checking in. She's saying they're absolutely real. Don't ruin this. They're real. I don't know.
I don't think there's Amish people in New Jersey, so I don't think they can be real.
Well, she lives near Pennsylvania, but in New Jersey.
Right, but still. Anyway, I visited Amish country many years ago, and it's always odd to see them traveling on the roadways with their little wagons there, and they have a little upside-down orange triangle on the back of their wagon.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah,
I mean, isn't that adapting? Isn't that accepting technology? Like, they don't want to get hit by trucks.
And I see them. I also saw them in the bank parking lots. I saw their wagons parked in the bank parking lots. Amish are a bunch of fucking hypocrites. That's all they ever are.
Really?
I hate the Amish.
They can't hear you now, so go ahead and let it all out.
You know what? I would like to just live in an Amish house and just see what it's like, just for a couple days, just to see what it's like.
I would like to just bring all these gadgets and thank them over and over for letting me stay, and then ask, hey, where can I plug this stuff in? Just over and over again. Oh, we don't use electricity. Oh, okay. Okay, 20 minutes later, I'm asking where I can charge my iPod. Where can I plug this laptop in? Oh, yeah, we don't use electricity. And to the point where they kill me with a two-man saw. That's how I want to die. That's how I want to know that after I've been killed with an Amish two-man saw, the sun will come up. That's how I picture it.
I think it would be nice just to live like an Amish person, just to see what it's – and to not have the stress and to just live out off the land. I just think it would be a refreshing feeling.
I think it might be. It might be. And every now and then people get like a little bit of an urge to get back to the roots of man and do
now,
all that. And then they realize that being able to jerk off to whatever kind of porn you want within 5 minutes is amazing.
And well, you have something wrong with bonnets?
No, I'm saying that as I'm in the Amish lifestyle and everybody else is raising barns and fucking jacking off horses and every other thing, I can no longer have my porno supply.
Now,
I can't do my show. There's so much that you need electricity for, Frank. Everything you do requires it. I guarantee you don't have one activity that doesn't require electricity for you.
That's incorrect.
What do you do?
Brushing my teeth.
Oh, so you do that in the dark every day?
I do it before it gets dark.
Before it gets dark.
Whatever. I prove my point.
So you do it at dusk for the next day. Amazing. Yeah, why don't we take a quick break here? You've prepared something for the show?
Just a little something.
A little something. We're bringing this back. We're not going to force as much of it down your throat as we had in the past, but I like it. And you like it too.
We were getting complaints about it, but I said, what the fuck?
Yeah, Sheepy didn't like it. I'm just going to say.
He didn't like it, Sheepy.
He hated it. Anyway,
all about a Sheepy. You know, Sheepy has wonderful away messages I like to read every single
Frank,
day.
Frank, can you take us out to break with one of your stellar Taco Bell impressions?
Hey, jump to Chalupa.
Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
I got something to say.
All right, Frank, what do you got for us?
This tune from their 1983 album, the third album, from this British hair band heavy metal pop group.
Fucking bore.
It's a fucking bore. You know what? I mixed everything up.
It's fucking. Is it what you're doing? Is a fucking snooze.
It is. Okay.
Could you spice it up?
The follow-up song from their third album, entitled. Just give me a 10-second. Hold on a second. Please calm down. I just want to look something up here. Please don't get angry.
What are you doing? You're supposed to come into the booth prepped.
Okay, I apologize. from their 1983 album entitled... Okay, from their 1983 album, this third... Is there a... You know how a second album is called a sophomore album or whatever? Is there something for the third? Is that called a junior?
Just right. Fucking read the thing!
On their junior entitled album... Fuck. I did that... All right, here it goes. I'm looking for the thing here. All right. Calm down. I'm sorry. Just give me... this is it, because my pizza's in... I got pepperoni pizza on the way, and this is the last take. Otherwise, I'm not even going to bother doing it. Just go with the first one. Let me just get to my thing here.
Would you get it together, for fuck's sake? Jesus!
Fuck. I'm sorry about this. I apologize.
I've had it up to here. I've had it up to fucking here with you.
I apologize.
Coming in here like, you know, you think you're going to do it off the top of your head. You don't even have a fucking paper in your hand. Come on!
All right. I'm sorry. Here it comes.
For Christ's sakes, you do one fucking break a show.
Shut up! This fucking computer is fucked up. Goddamn son of a bitch! I can't... All right. God help me up in heaven. An impulse to deliberately start fires to relieve tension and typically includes gratification or relief afterward was the sole basis for this group's third album name. This song reached number one on mainstream rock and number 16 on the pop singles chart. Gunter, Glieben, Glauten, Globen. It's Def Leppard with Rock of Ages.
Oh,
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Frank, how are you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening. Nice to meet you. Let's do the show. Oh, you son of a bitch. Great job with the Germ Freak Radio, by the way. Flight of the Conchords this January, season 2. Are you familiar with that show at all?
I've never even heard what you're talking about.
Really? You have no idea what that is?
I don't know. What is that, like a National Geographic type of situation?
No, it's actually an entertaining TV show.
Can't be too entertaining.
You sure about that?
Yep.
You criticize, you know, people for liking things that you're just not aware of.
I'm going to be honest with you. I saw it once, and I fell asleep. It was the most interesting thing I ever saw in my life.
Well, that's because it's for intelligent people.
I see.
No shit or anything like that, but... I got to tell you, we have a distinguished guest calling in a little bit. We're waiting for their call. Oh, God, excuse me. I'm sorry. I can't help but be sexy sometimes. I apologize. Frank, you burped. You didn't apologize.
Whatever.
Are you familiar with the UFC, Frank? I mean, we run Arlovsky show. Kimbo Slice is called into
that. Let me tell you a little bit some of this UFC. This UFC is like mainstream nowadays. It's... People know about this thing, like it's regular boxing.
The fact that you're aware of it remotely and you're not aware of the Super Bowl means that it is gigantic.
The reason I'm aware of UFC is because I know people who watch this shit faithfully.
And you don't know people that watch football every week. That's not an argument.
I apologize.
Yeah, we want him to call in.
But I learned stuff about UFC. UFC is a league in what's called mixed martial arts.
That is true. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with an unaware of MMA DJ, or sorry, Germ Freak. Who's this?
Chris Lieben here.
Chris Lieben of UFC fame?
Yes, I want to let everyone know about the destruction of this thing on Saturday.
Really? What's going on, Chris?
Well, there's a UFC event that will be live on Spike, and I will be main eventing for once.
Get out of here. You're the main event?
Yeah.
Is the UFC over with?
It will be free, though, because people aren't going to pay to see me, obviously, yet.
So, you're going to be the main event Saturday?
Yes.
And you're fighting Michael Bisping?
In Britain.
So, yeah. Michael Bisping, good or bad?
He sucks.
You think he sucks?
I'm going to bash his face in on Saturday. And if any of the refs have a problem with that, or if they try to stop the fight early, Steve Mazzagatti, Herb Dean, even Eve Levine, they'll get their face bashed in, too.
You're going to go after the ref?
If they stop the fight early.
Well, what if they stop the fight, and as they wave over you, they wave their hands to show that it's over, they go, you fatherless bastard. What do you do then?
Oh, they'll definitely get their face bashed in after I cry on the grass.
You're going to cry, break glass, and bash their face in, you fatherless bastard? How dare you promote your shitty appearance, you fatherless, weak fucking bastard?
Hey, just to let you know, there's a new phrase I'm updating. The old phrase, I'm sure you're aware of, bow in a china shop.
Yes.
It is now Chris Lieben in a door shop.
Why is that? Because you just break doors.
Yeah, I just love it. That's how I practice. People practice with sparring partners. I spar with doors.
Bash their face in. Thank you. Well, Chris, I don't know what to tell you. I think you're going to lose.
Well, I'm afraid that's what a lot of people are telling me. But I do have something to tell Germ Freak Frank. I may possibly be shaving my head for the fight.
Really?
Wow.
Are you going to dye half of your bald scalp red?
I think I might color it red with magic marker.
That's good. So you're training by punching doors?
Yes, and I go right through. And it's not not with those heavy doors either. It's those weak doors that you can go right through.
Oh, the little hollow core doors. Yeah, you're done. You're gonna lose. So why don't you plug your fight, you fucking fatherless fucking bastard.
You're gonna watch. You're gonna get your face bashed in, DJ New Style.
I don't think so, buddy. Why don't you bring
it? Your ass to the fight. I'll bash Bisping's face in. I'll bash Steve Mazzagatti, and then you, and then even Tito Ortiz if he's there in his purple faggot suits.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You know what's funny? Why don't you call your dad? Oh, you don't have one. You fatherless bastard.
That's it. I'm dyeing my hair red now. I'm back to the angry leave-in.
Well, that's who it is. Saturday night, I guess you're going to be fighting someone with a father who's not a bastard, unlike yourself, Michael Bisping on Spike TV.
Yes, I will. And face bast in galore.
Thank you very much, Chris Levin.
Goodbye.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you. You fatherless bastard! Frankie, did you understand anything that we were talking about?
It went right over my head.
Yeah, of course it did. Just like a nice gust of air would. Now, Frank, you don't understand MMA. That's real stuff, though. That's real.
No.
That's something that you can look at, and these two people are really doing this. It's not WWE. It's none of that fucking shit that you should stop watching when you hit six. It's none of that. It's real. It's basically a new paradigm of reality TV. Now, I know you're a reality TV fan. It's amazing you haven't switched over to watch the fight thing. Are you still a big fan of the reality TV, Frank?
Yes, I am, and one of my favorites is coming back.
Which one's that? Can I guess?
Sure.
Survivor.
No.
Oh, it's not. They finally canceled.
It's already back now. It's not my favorite.
So what's one of your favorites that's coming back?
Eric Von Markovic.
What?
A.K.A. Mystery.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's the pickup artist.
VH1, prime time. How can you watch that bullshit?
Let me tell you something about Mystery. the pickup artist, this guy has broken this guy has, how do I explain it? He knows the ins and outs of broads. He knows the tricks. He knows what they're thinking. He knows what they're not thinking. He knows the moves. He knows the jargon. And this is my hero. This is the guy who people should look up to.
You think they should look up to this guy?
Yes. Now, if you could look at the Heroes Talk cam, we have a couple of photos of my hero, Mystery. Now, we have one with him wearing – and only he can get away with this because he's the coolest. He has a nice plush hat there. Probably came from one of Boater's fucking father's killings.
I'm sure and it's faux fur. It's actually not a fucking animal that Boater's soulless family has killed for sale. But he's wearing it's like a top hat made out of fur in one picture.
Right. Now, he also brought back a fashion style that was made popular by the lead singer of Four Non Blondes.
Really?
And that is wearing goggles for no apparent reason. He wears goggles on his head. Why, I don't know. But this was, like I said, he's paying homage to the Four Non Blondes.
Maybe he's just trying to let you know what's going on.
Yes. Now,
so he's wearing these goggles on top of his hat.
Yes.
I'm taking a look at the video right now. The Four Non Blondes video. What's up? It is exact. The lead singer of Four Non Blondes looks exactly like Mystery.
Yes.
25 years of my life and still on a shitty reality TV show. Ugh.
It was a great song. We all know it was.
Did you sing this when you heard this in your car, did you sing out loud to this?
This is the part I sang. I say, hey, hey, what's going on? I say, da 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 dee, da 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 da. That's the part I sang.
You didn't sing the build up to it, though? Sing it, Frank. You don't know the
I say, hey.
You don't know the words.
To the revolution.
Oh my God, you're terrible. You get ready, it's coming. God, would you be more comfortable if she was singing about how to pick up a broad?
I say, hey. What's going on?
Here we go. Big Finish, do it.
All right, whatever.
Dylan, you're missing it.
Yeah, I said, hey.
I
can't hear it. I can't hear it. You don't have it loud enough.
Blast it now.
Yeah. I said, hey. What's going on?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. So this is why you love Mystery Show.
Yeah.
This is why, because you're confused. You think you're watching a Four Non Blondes video.
Yes. He is. Yes. But let me get back to my point about Mystery.
Yes.
Okay? Mystery wrote the book, as did. See, there's the Four Non Blondes.
You're talking about what? The Heroes Talk cams?
They have this. They have a thing with goggles on the top of the head. And I think this should come to the forefront. This should be made more popular. So tomorrow I am purchasing some goggles. And I wear them
Holy
on my head.
Shit! Will you? You're gonna wear them next week on the show?
I'm gonna wear them next week on the show. I'm wearing goggles.
You're gonna
on
wear
my head.
What? Like, what kind of hat are you gonna put them on? That's critical. You need to put them on a hat.
I haven't chosen the hat yet, but I am looking into goggles. And I want to be like Mystery.
You want to be just like Mystery. He's your man. Mystery is your man.
Listen, Mystery wears eyeliner. He has a tattoo of a kiss on his neck. And you know, a lot of people don't want to give props, and a lot of the women are a little ticked off that Mystery for giving the secrets away of the woman. But he, you know, it's people like Mystery who bring those who are not as fortunate with picking up women, aka Ed McGrath, into the forefront of society.
Oh my God!
Thank you.
So this is something for people that don't know how to deal with women, and they're following blindly the advice from a man who looks like a member of the Four Non Blondes. Whatever this guy says goes.
All right, people are saying that he looks like a tool. He looks like this, blah blah blah. How is that he can get all these women if he looks like a tool?
Because he's a good salesman to losers. That's how it works. He's not actually getting them. He's claiming that he gets them. And because he has a TV show, maybe now he can actually get them. That's how it works. You make a big backstory, you get a little notoriety because of it, you get a reality show on whatever fucking channel gives you one, and then you fulfill that backstory. The guy wears fucking, like, full leather trench coats.
You're jealous.
Why? How am I jealous? What am I jealous of?
I just want to tell people that they can find in the bookstores the Mystery Method, How to Get Beautiful Women in Bed. That's coming out in paperback within next week or so.
Do you would you buy that book?
Yes, I would. Well, no, I'm married. What do I need it for?
Well, let's just say, Frank, let's just say on a whim, okay, if you were single, okay, if you were single. If you were single, would you buy the book and follow the teachings of Mystery?
I would buy the book. I would. Mystery would be my Buddha. I would get a statue of Mystery and just pray to him every night.
I haven't found one woman that says he's an attractive guy.
All right, all you women who are saying he's a tool, how is it that he can get all these broads? How is it? Somebody explain it. How can he do it? How is he able to be successful and write books?
It's called bullshitting. That's what it is. It's just all bullshit, Frank. How far would you go? Would you dress up like him?
I would. If it meant getting broads, I would.
What are some of his tactics? Do you remember any of them?
He has something. He has a couple of things. What he has is he has wingmen. He utilizes wingmen. And wingmen is a couple of pals who are sort of like your peripheral vision, if you will. You rely on the wingman to pick up the broads.
Hmm.
He has things such as peacocking. He calls his routine sets on how to pick up women. He has sets. He has the 3-second rule. You know, and these are things that only a Mystery will know how to properly utilize. But I did watch the episode. And I'm looking forward to the second season.
You are. I seem to remember one thing. He would instruct the losers By the way, a lot of these people on these show on this show, there's been some controversy, Frank. They are actors, a lot of the people. For example, I don't know if you remember runner-up contestant Brady. Despite being described on the show as a shy photographer, he also worked as a fucking model in an L.A. modeling agency. And then there was a guy named Fred who they billed as a mattress salesman, but he was also an actor, comedian, and professional karaoke singer. These are not the people that, they're claiming they are. It's all a put-on. He sends the guy over to the table. You go to the table, okay? You go to the table.
No.
Open up with a joke.
You're wrong.
Catch
You're
them
wrong.
Off guard.
You're wrong.
Catch
those
them
were
off
real
guard.
Tears that those men were crying.
I don't
real
think
tears.
So. It was complete garbage. And
peacocking.
Bullshit.
Do you know what peacocking even is, New Style?
Could you explain it to me, please?
Peacocking is simply dressing for attention, such as a peacock would have his feathers standing out for attention.
So,
that's a peacock.
So basically, he's peacocking by finding whatever random articles of clothing that fucking pirates and vampires have thrown into the fucking Salvation Army and piecing them together into one gay ensemble. That's him peacocking.
That's pretty much it. It's dressing to impress.
Terrible.
Something that you don't know much of.
I don't need to impress. And when I dress, I don't look like a complete fucking frump, and I don't look like a fucking vampire. Or a homosexual fucking pilot like he does with his dumb goggles. Or, as you said now, a member of Four Non Blondes. Now, what other shows are you also big on? You just love reality shows. You don't like fiction. We've said that. What are some of your favorite shows?
I'm a big fan of Poison. And there were two seasons of a show I used to call The Rock of Love.
So aside from Survivor, The Big Brother,
yes.
All that stuff, and of course The Pickup Artist, you watched and loyally Rock of Love.
Yes.
How much of that did you absorb every minute of it? You loved it.
I watched every single episode twice.
Twice?
Yes,
you
because
really
I didn't want to
this.
Miss anything the first time.
Now, who won that show?
Some broad, I don't think she was the hottest chick.
She was kind of like old looking.
Yeah, she was actually my age, to be honest with you.
Oh, sorry. Forgive me. So she was well past her prime.
Right.
Yeah.
About
40 years old.
And the funny thing is, she was, I think, a newswoman or something like that. For all I know.
So who should have won that show in your eyes?
There was a woman who some may say she was slightly retarded. Her name is A Daisy.
A Daisy? A Daisy?
Yes. Daisy. Who is the niece of Oscar De La Hoya.
She does have a little bit of a retarded look to her.
Yes.
But, she's attractive. She is attractive, and I guess apparently VH1 thinks she's attractive enough.
Well, the person
to
who
carry her own the show.
The person who pointed her retardedness out was none other than Amanda. Amanda said to me,
"Amanda is who? Amanda's who? My girlfriend."
Yes. Doesn't she said to me, "Frank, doesn't she look a little retarded?" And I looked at Daisy again, and she does look a little retarded. I will say that.
Yeah. She does. She really does. I don't need the poison on. Thanks. I appreciate that. So she apparently is
yes.
not all that retarded and attractive enough to carry her own show in the eyes of VH1. Now, Frank, I want to play a little bit of a guessing game. What do you think the show would be called? Take a guess. It's going to have the name of the girl in it. What do you think? Are you fucking there?
I'm there. I'm waiting for you, you fuck.
What are you talking about? I'm asking you, what do you think the fucking name is? I'm asking you a fucking question.
Holy shit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you playing an audio of some sort?
No, I am not playing anything.
Oh, the name of the show?
What do you... Oh, my God. Are you fucking... You got to be kidding me.
I apologize.
I asked you a fucking question. I said... Let's play a little guessing game. What do you think the fucking show is going to be called?
Oh.
Jesus.
Is it a spinoff of The Rock of Love?
the fuck have we been talking about? What in the fuck?
Rock of Daisy.
You think it's Rock of Daisy?
Yes.
It's close. It's Daisy of Love.
Oh.
Which makes no fucking sense. The Rock of Daisy might have been good, I guess, but the fuck is the Daisy of Love? And they have a whole site for the casting now. All these people can submit their fucking.
Now, if we look at HearUsTalk.com cam, thanks to Rob Giggs, that is a photograph of Daisy.
That is Daisy
De La Hoya.
De La Hoya, yes. What is she, the niece of Oscar?
She's the niece of Oscar De La Hoya.
The golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes, yeah. And she is going to have her own show, and I wish her the best of luck. She deserves it.
So you think Mystery is so good he could pick up Daisy?
Yes, he can.
Why doesn't he go on the show as a fucking contestant and
charm
her?
That's what I'm thinking.
Why doesn't he go on the show? Yeah, he should.
Pardon?
Why are they preventing him from going on? Aren't they on the same channel?
They are on VH1.
Exactly. So why can't they cross promote, put your boy Mystery up there? And by the way, why am I calling him Mystery?
Because you're a fan.
I'm not a fan. That's the only fucking name I know. You knew it was like Klaus von Patton or whatever the fuck his name was. What is his name?
Why don't you admit you're a fan of his?
I refuse to watch the show. I will not watch the second show. At all. No way. Oh, here it is on Wikipedia. Eric von Markovic.
Yes, Eric von Markovic.
It's the same thing. If somebody claims that they're psychic, why don't they go and win the lottery? Why don't they go to Vegas and cash in? If this guy's so fucking magical and does so well with women, why doesn't he go on and nail this bitch Daisy?
There's a patent pending on his application methods. Are you aware of that?
What could you possibly patent?
Well, you know, his
go
peacock,
up, tell a dumb
his
joke.
3-second rule, things of that nature.
Wait, what's the 3-second rule?
3-second rule.
Wait,
is more.
Should I treat this with reverence as you seem to have done? You slowed down a little bit and you braced yourself before even speaking the name. Is this something that's really core to his beliefs?
Well, it's a type of seduction, if you will. The 3-second rule.
Can you give us an example?
The 3-second rule is what we like to call in the business as letting your internal voice be heard without interruption.
So just sitting there, put out the vibe. What do you stare him down? Maybe you lick your lips or something like that. What do you do? Do you juggle a glass with ice in it? Just shake it around a little bit. What do you do? What do you do to put out the vibe? If Mystery were here, what would he tell us to do for the 3-second rule?
When you enter a room, you have to walk straight up to the first group of people that you see and open to them. It's called a set. We call that a set in the business.
Why are you saying we call it and in the business?
Well,
are you his fucking silent partner?
You go up to a group of broads, okay? You enter the room, you walk straight up to a bunch of broads, and you open.
Open?
We call it a set.
Like a fucking comedian?
And remember, you are not only working the set, but the entire place. All eyes need to be on you. That's the 3-second rule of Mystery.
That is absolutely horrific and terrible, Frank. The 3-second rule of Mystery is you have to go rush in straight to the first group of people.
Yes.
I am Mystery.
You need to bombard them.
I am Mystery. Thanks for coming out, folks. Let me tell you about the bus. The bus is a very, very funny place. I saw a guy the other day. That's my time. Thank you. A set. Why would you call it a set?
That's what you call it when you pick up the broad.
It's absolutely awful, Frank. What else do you have to look forward to as far as reality goes? I mean, when is it all going to end? What do you think the next big thing's going to be? I mean,
The Bachelor coming back on?
The Bachelor?
Yes.
You watch The Bachelor?
I watched The Bachelor, one season of The Bachelor.
Why did you watch The fucking Bachelor?
Well, listen, my wife was watching it, so I said, what the hell?
You in, though? I don't understand. How could you stay interested in the show?
I don't know. There was a person on there who looked like Jon Bon Jovi, and I watched for that reason. That's all I'll say.
So you watched The Bachelor because one of the contestants looked like Jon Bon Jovi?
Well, the Bachelor himself looked like John Bon Jovi. And who the guy actually was the brother of the guy who's married to Rebecca Romijn. So whoever is married to Rebecca Romijn, it was his brother who was on the show.
Wow.
So whoever the fuck his name is, that's who was on who the guy was.
This is beyond gay.
I apologize. Yes, it was Jerry O'Connell's brother, whatever his name is.
And you watched it the entire season?
I watched the entire season.
Are you waiting for like a Bon Jovi reality show? Is that what would really make your day? Like the day you hear like you know Snoop Dogg had a show. I say Snoop Dogg like I'm like a 50-year-old accountant in 1992. Are you aware of Snoop Doggy Dogg? He had a show. Are you just dying for Bon Jovi?
Now, let me ask you a question. Flavor Flav an attractive man?
What the fuck kind of question are you asking me?
Do you think he's good looking?
Oh, he's incredible.
He's a hideous man. How is he able to get all these bitches?
Because he has a fucking show that people cast for. It's not like these people have undying love for Flava Flav, who they don't even fucking know as anybody but a fucking reality show flunky. And I don't. Are they doing another fucking Flavor of Love? Are they doing that?
I think it's over. I mean, did they Flavor of New York or something like that?
Flavor of New York, yes, they did. And it tastes like cigarettes and BBQ. Oh, God, Mike Nice, I'm really sorry. You know, what do you think, man? Is that okay that I said that?
Ridiculous.
You know, it is.
Entertaining talk radio.
Whoa.
Broadcast on the internet.
That's what this is. Thank you very much. Oh, that's hideous. That's hideous. Well, I don't know. I offended Mike Nice, and you love Bon Jovi. You'll have to admit it someday, Frank. I think that's it for the DJ News Style Show. What do you say?
I say that's it.
Yeah. Oh. Bon Jovi. Well, thank you for tuning in, everybody. Really appreciate you listening to episode 186. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download and listen to and enjoy and love all of the other episodes that we put out there. Also, go to hearustalk.com. Listen to Best in Show Thursday nights, 8 to 11. And have a good day. Frank, do you have anything to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up. Good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!